Proclamation number 7947, dated the July 22nd, 1961. Life of love protects from error. I have to emphasize time and again that only truth can bring you joy. How often has error already been explained to you and you do not recognize it as such? By this I only refer to mental concepts which do not relate to earthly knowledge but extend into the spiritual realm, which you humans will never be able to prove, which can only be believed. This mental information, however, must correspond to the truth if it is to have beneficial effects. You can be totally devoid of knowledge and need not endeavor to learn anything either. But then your life as a human being would be completely meaningless, for it would never attain its purpose, your perfection. But if the wrong knowledge is given to you, your earthly life can be equally pointless, because wrong knowledge is darkness of spirit. But you should live in light, only then will you fulfill the purpose of your earthly life, your soul will mature fully. For you will live a conscious life and your conduct will be in accordance with my will. Consequently, imparting the truth and accepting it has to be the first condition for you to reach your goal. But you have free will, and this alone determines your attitude to truth. Only this determines whether you will ask for truth and want to reject error, and then the truth will be offered to you with certainty. Then you will walk on earth in the light of truth in every way and arrive at your goal. This will, however, is only weakly present amongst people. They mostly accept everything indifferently, and because of their indifference error adheres to them far more. They do not recognize it as such, and their earthly life may then have been in vain unless they become spiritually enlightened through a life of love and are saved from the downfall. And the crucial factor for a person is his decision to live a life of love, because then he will also be able to differentiate between truth and error. And thus, he should consider the divine teaching of love as the first and most important truth. If he accepts it as pure truth and lives accordingly, it will be easy for him to recognize wrong teachings concerning the spiritual realm as misguided, and he will dismiss them. But if other, humanly conceived, doctrines are presented to a person as credible, they may very easily take precedence over his love for me and one's neighbor, or I will no longer be regarded as the most perfect being and therefore love cannot be offered to me either. And then error will have won, it will have spread darkness and clouded people's thoughts. Only truth will bring you true light. And all of you are able to attain truth, for I do not withhold it from anyone who desires it. And you should know that the desire for truth will grow ever stronger when you fulfill the divine commandments of love. Hence, where love is preached to you, you will also be instructed in truth, for as soon as a preacher emphasizes love for me and for one's neighbor, his thoughts will be enlightened and his words will therefore always be truth. He will determine misguided spiritual knowledge and never preach it to you, because he will be prompted by love to proclaim only the pure truth. And thus my constant reminder to you is that you should give full expression to my divine teaching of love. Then you will not run the risk of falling prey to error, and your earthly life will certainly not be a waste of time. You will walk brightly lit paths, you will be thoughtful and spiritually enlightened, for love is the divine within you. I will always be present in you and you remain within love. Only true thoughts can be where I am, because I myself will enlighten you through the Spirit, which will only ever impart pure truth to you. Amen.